short on winter. Her old life seemed impossibly far away, as if it had happened to a different person. Seti straightened, watching the grim-faced weapons master arise, his brow contorted with pain. Now it was his turn to use the healing powers of Everroot. Everyone who trained at the Poisoner School could use it, removing an injury almost instantaneously. The master didn't speak, but nodded to her before leaving, a sign of respect. Seti returned the dagger to the weapons wall, which held various implements of death. Fighting wasn't her favorite part of the training she received, but she was good at it. She much preferred working with herbs and poisons. She was very sensitive to them and could detect even the smallest traces of winnow herb in a tea or crushed pondus seeds hidden in a crust of bread. After relieving herself of the weapon, she turned and faced her father.
"I haven't seen you in a few weeks. When did you return?"
Theirs was not a caring relationship. She no longer hated him, but the Kishion were not known for their tenderness, especially her father.
"Last night."
"And where were you all this time?" He gave her a small smile.
"Killing Admiral Hatch. His loyalties became conflicted."
She blinked at him, caught off guard still by the carefree way he talked about murder. But then he'd been doing it for a long time.
"Why are you here now?"
she asked, dreading his answer. He never did anything without a purpose.
"There's a new assignment for you," he said. "One that will be best suited for your skills."
Seti frowned, her dread increasing. She didn't want to seduce or murder anyone. So far, although she'd received training in both, neither task had been asked of her. But she feared it was only a matter of time. The people at the school didn't care for her sensibilities. If she feared something or found it distasteful, she was usually expected to face it.
"Don't you want to know?"
he asked, noticing her silence.
"I suppose you will tell me anyway,"
she answered, guarding her expression.
"You are going to hijack a Tempest," he replied.
Actually, that sounded intriguing.
"Really? Where is this Tempest?"
"It's called the Rage, and it runs supplies from Brythonica to the battlefields over La Marche."
Her heart beat faster. "What is its mission?" she asked, keeping her tone flat.
"Never you mind," he said with a dark chuckle. "Seize it and bring it to Pri to prepare for its mission. A Kishion has been assigned to work with you and dispose of the crew."
Seti suppressed an inner groan.
"I can do this on my own."
If she did it alone, the Imperial soldiers would survive. Unless the myriad ones compelled her to do otherwise. Though the Kistrel had improved her ability to control the dark spirits, it had not chased them out. They still lived inside her. They still whispered to her in voices that sounded like hers but weren't.
"I've no doubt of that, daughter. But it's high time that you bonded with your own Kishion. The connection will deepen your power. Your mother has been preparing this one to serve alongside you."
Seti wanted to resist, but she was wise enough not to. In her time at the Poisoner School, she'd discovered that the myriad ones asserted themselves more powerfully when she resisted the will of her captors, sometimes to the point where she'd black out. If she was agreeable, she had more control of her personal thoughts and actions. Bonding to a Kishion would mean giving him her Kistrel, but doing so would not strip her of its magic. If anything, it would make her more powerful. She would have control of him, and she would be able to use her magic. The bond forced an intimacy that would allow the man to catch glimpses of her thoughts, and vice versa. She didn't want that, not at all. If her father and mother knew how much she detested her new life, how much she ached for her old, they wouldn't let her anywhere near a skyship. Yet maybe they did know. Maybe it was the very reason they'd insisted on such an arrangement.
"Who is he?"
Seti asked, feigning unconcern. Her father gave her a knowing smile.
"Time will tell. This operation has been underway for a long time. There can be no failure, daughter."
"And you won't tell me what it is beforehand?" He shook his head.
"You only need to understand your part. You'll earn..."